Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
I just finished a detox a few weeks ago. It was a two-week detox. It was a Be Well cleanse from Dr. Frank Lipman, who is a regular here on Naturally Savvy. And we've got our another fabulous regular right now. We love her, Dr. Ginger. Hello there.
Happy Wednesday to you, Lisa.
Hello there. Happy Wednesday to you. All right, let's talk about detoxing. I feel great. I took out a bunch of allergic foods or foods that have a high allergen content. That's one kind of detox, but there's also some others. Tell us about your ideal detox.
Well, I kind of live in detox world with my diet and kind of what I do, but you can take it to different levels. And so there's kind of extremes that I can take it to kind of take it to the next level. But let's talk, you know, for the average person out there who's never done a detox before, kind of some steps on how they can start go about doing it and not really spend any extra money. You don't have to go through, you know, buying supplements and herbs and all that unless you want to kind of take that to the next level. But there's simple things that you can do, you know, to just start out. But let's kind of review that. There's four steps to a detox. The first is the mental plan, because your mind has to be in the right space for it. You have to just know you're going to be making some changes. You have to think about your mindless eating that you might go through and maybe take a time out before you're about to, you know, cheat, so to speak. Your thoughts and emotions kind of need to be in check. You need to be ready for it. And this is kind of where meditation and prayer and kind of getting in touch with yourself kind of comes into play. So there's got to be a mental game plan. Then you have a food plan. And that might be different for everyone starting in the beginning, because for someone who's eating the standard American diet, you know, switching over to kind of what I do might be a little too extreme for them right in the beginning, and it might make them not stick with it. So you've got to figure out kind of what your food plan is going to be. Maybe it's that, okay, you want to get off caffeine, sodas, coffee for 5 days, and that's kind of going to be your start. And maybe you can combine that with no fast food for a week. And, you know, each week you kind of evaluate what your next step is going to be and take it a little deeper in the food realm. Then the third component would be your exercise plan. So, you know, if you're not exercising right now, well, that's definitely something you need to start, because when you start exercising, obviously, it kind of gets the blood flowing, gets things kind of moving and cleaned out, and whenever you sweat, you're detoxing as well. And you can take that to several levels, from just, you know, riding a stationary bike, walking, running, to, we talked about a couple weeks ago, the infrared saunas is a great way to detox. There's different levels you can take that exercise plan as well. And then the fourth component would be the detox plan. Okay, is it going to be that you're going to be really extreme with your food? Is it going to be that, you know, you're going to take it to the next level with the exercise and the infrared saunas? Or do you want to also combine different herbs that can help with detox, flushing the liver, flushing the kidneys? You know, there's lots of different plans that you can take with the detox in different levels. So everyone's going to be on a different level and a different plan of how they want to proceed. But we really want to get everyone comfortable and kind of moving slowly so that it is a success after 30 days.
Well, what I'm thinking of, if somebody is on the SAD diet, the standard American diet, their cleanse experience is going to be very different from somebody who already eats a pretty clean diet, and like I do, and not I hope, right. I didn't say that in a braggy way, because I didn't mean it like that, where I just was feeling like there was certain food sensitivities I was having. So is the cleanse for somebody who has a more regular standard diet, American diet, how is that, what should they do? Do you think they should not use a supplement? Because I thought that might make it easier for them to have some kind of shake they drink, or you think they just need to green juice more? What do you think?
Well, I think starting off, you just want to proceed slowly, only because you have detox effects. You may even experience it even at your level when you start, you know, removing other things that it took a long time for you to start releasing from your diet. But you end up having these detox effects, and in the natural health world, they call it the healing crisis. And it can be that you have headaches because maybe you're not taking in caffeine anymore and your body's just gonna get back and regulate again. You could be nauseous, you could have fatigue, you could be irritable, which I know my husband, he's a big bear when he does any of these, even for a weekend detox. He gets so irritable because his blood sugar starts to stabilize, but in the beginning, you know, you're not consuming a lot of the junk that really shoots it up, and so you're constantly craving those foods that you're not eating. So, you know, the detox effects might slow you down. And I know when you're changing the diet, and say you're going to go from the standard American diet to eating a really clean diet, and even maybe even eating a raw diet for, you know, for a week or so until you kind of get the ball rolling again. Well, you know, the way to slow that down when you're eating the raw diet is to eat something cooked. It will kind of slow down the process. So there's different ways to slow down the effects that take place, and they definitely take place with everyone, especially people eating the standard diet that's out there.
Well, I got the worst acne on my forehead I have ever had. I was like almost embarrassed to leave the house because it was just,
you know,
insane.
But that's good. I know it's bad when it's happening, but that's good because that is your skin, which is your body's biggest eliminative organ. That is your skin pushing things out. Like, you are actually giving your body a rest by not putting, you know, these foods that you've chosen to stop eating, by not putting them in your body. You're giving your body permission to start releasing through the colon, through the skin, through any means, through sweat, any means that it can come up with to just get the stuff out. Because when you're eating the standard diet, and every day it's fast food and sodas and coffees and, you know, all of that kind of food, you don't give your body a rest. And so it just kind of hoards all of this stuff in your body. And your fat cells also, you kind of bioaccumulate a lot of toxins and things in your adipose tissue. And so when you do a detox and you start exercising and sweating and you start, you know, losing body fat, a lot of those toxins start coming out. They get into the bloodstream. And that's another reason why a lot of people get headaches and nauseous, fatigue, and have other effects from the detox. Is their body is finally saying, yes, thank you, let's get this stuff out, let's just get it out as fast as we can. But the way to slow that down is to, you know, is to not be so clean. It's just sort of pace yourself a little bit, which is why I say for people to kind of start off slowly if they've never done one before.
All right, so that I would think that would mean if you've never done one, you wouldn't want to just do like a straight juice fast, and I'm talking about green juice that you make yourself.
Yeah, and if you do a green juice fast, pick a weekend, because you could just do a 3-day green juice fast, and that kind of, I like that because that kind of helps jumpstart people. So you could do, you know, a 3-day green juice fast, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and kind of, you know, have your detox effects happen during the week, and then that gets you kind of clean, so that on Monday, when you kind of get off your juice fast and you go in to start eating food again, you make it, you know, fruits and vegetables, just, and you can include some juices too, but you kind of ease yourself back onto the whole foods. And that way, you know, if you ate bad the week before, you green juiced during the weekend, and then you can ease yourself back onto raw foods or even cooked, but, you know, fruits and vegetables, whole foods, I guess is what I'm saying. And that really can help jumpstart you and then kind of do a slower detox from then on out.
Now, do you recommend taking out the allergens, the gluten, dairy, corn, soy, and eggs, things like that?
Absolutely.
So that's across the board.
Across the board, absolutely remove all of those things. But, you know, and this is the thing, I want people to be able to get through 30 days of doing this and have it be a success. So for a lot of people, they can't release all of that at once. So maybe, usually what I do is each week I have people, you know, pick 5 things that they're either going to stop doing or start doing, and then the next week add 5 more, or if you can do 10, you know, you kind of need to make a list of all the bad things you're doing, the ones that you're ready to give up, and then kind of space out over the 4 weeks how it is going to work for you to start releasing those things and start doing things, and by the end of the 30 days, you know, you're clean, so to speak.
Oh, that's great. Dr. Ginger, I love Healthy Steps with Dr. Ginger. You always have such great advice. How do we learn more about you?
Well, you can go to my website at drginger.com, and you can email me at ginger@drginger.com if you'd like to participate in a 30-day detox challenge.
Oh, fun. I think I might be emailing you. Dr. Ginger, thanks so much. Until next week, it's been great. I want to thank you all for listening.
Lisa.
You can check us out thank you so much, at Radio MD. You can listen to all of our great shows anytime on your schedule. And also, it's fun to listen live. Thank you so much, and stay well.